Fourth parak of the Chodesh, tenth Mishnah. Choshed al shvius, einu choshed al maisus. Now we're saying a rule: a person is choshed that does not keep one halacha does not necessarily mean that he's puzzled for everything. So if he's choshed on shmita, it's not a raya that he doesn't take off trumas of maisus. Yeah. Each one has a certain chumra, and therefore, one is not mechayv l'alach. Choshed al maisus, einu choshed al shvius. Why? Because Shemitah, you could eat outside of Yerushalayim. Ma'aseh Sheni, you could only eat inside Yerushalayim. So therefore, some that take Ma'aseh more seriously than Shemitah, and some that take Shemitah more seriously than Ma'aseh. Ma'aseh can be redeemed, and once you redeem it, it's mutter, and Shvius cannot be redeemed. So, in certain ways, Ma'aseh is more chomer because you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. In other ways, it's more kal because you can redeem it. Therefore, so there are those people that are more choshed on ma'aseh, and those more on shvius. One is not approved to the other. Hachoshed al zeh v'zeh, someone choshed on both of these things, then choshed al tayris. Why? Because these two are iser deraisis. If it's choshed on iser deraisis, then definitely it's choshed on this. And hog the rabbanon to make sure your food is tahor. Yesh choshed al tayris, ve'nu choshed al zeh v'zeh. The person who's choshed al tayris is not choshed al these two because he's the most stringent. Zeklah kol choshed al davar lo yidonav lo meido. A person who is choshed on a certain topic, certain issue, halachic issue, he cannot judge it. He can't testify about it. We don't trust him in any form in respect to that issue.